And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And this morning for our live local interview, we have an exciting doubleheader for you. We have both Kathy Jones, who is the executive chef at the Westmark, here to talk about a new Sitka Kitsch culinary classes, coming up with Sitka Kitsch, and Shannon Hoagland and with the Sitka Film Society to talk about a film series that's coming up. Welcome to Morning Edition, both Kathy and Shannon.
Good morning, hi. Melissa. Good morning.
Well, we're going to start off with Kathy Jones, executive chef over at the Westmark. There's a series of culinary classes coming up through Sitka Kitsch starting next Monday, March 7th, running Mondays for 4 weeks. Tell us a bit about what people will be exposed to.
What we're trying to do is it's going to be a basic culinary skills class for anybody that may be interested in the field professionally or that just want to improve their skills at home. The first class is going to be basic kitchen sanitation, your basic kitchen tools that you may have in your house or some that you may want to purchase, and then beginning knife skills so everybody can learn how to cut correctly. There's the special times you want all your vegetables to look the same way, as well as if they're cut exactly the same, they'll cook the same way, which makes it a little bit easier. And then our second class will be basic cooking techniques. So we'll cover maybe a little bit of French technique, a little bit of Latin America technique, a little bit of Nouveau American in there and some fusion, and then nutrition. And I'd like to show people how you can eat very nutritionally and you can still do it on an inexpensive budget. You don't have to have the highest qualities of meat to eat the nutrition the right way. And then we'll start sauces, soups, and stocks. So we'll learn how to make a basic stock. Probably we'll do a fish stock, a fish fumet, a brown stock, and then a chicken stock and a vegetable stock. And then we'll just play around with a couple of different soups, and then we'll move into sauces, and that'll take a couple of weeks. We'll stretch that over the second and the third class. And then we'll do some salads, a variety of different things. I found that in Sitka, there's some pretty cool things out there that you can eat that make nice salads. Then we'll go into measurements, equivalents, how to convert, and that type of thing. And then the final class, we'll talk about poultry and meats, basically. We'll do some recipes with that. And then focus on anybody that's interested in getting their food handler's card, either if they want to do a cottage business or want to start in the restaurant business, they can get their food handler's card, and we'll get them all ready and set up to go. So all they'll basically have to do is go online and take the test, and hopefully they'll breeze through it. So we're going to kind of teach to the test.
That seems like a pretty thorough introduction to cooking. What do you think some of the more difficult skills are for people to learn?
You know, I definitely think the knife skills. Some people have great knife skills. Some people just chop and put it in there, and that's fine. But there's some reasons to use the correct knife skills. And I also think people don't really think about nutrition in a way. You know, for example, you can make spaghetti with a nice peanut butter sauce that's very high in nutrition and gives you your nutritional value, but you're not spending, $30 on making a dinner. So I definitely think that nutrition and knife skills, cooking technique, I don't know that that's as important if you're just wanting to do it at home as it is if you're trying to cook in a restaurant for several people, but those, I think, are a little bit harder for people.
So you are also on the board of the Sitka Local Foods Network, and you had this idea for this cooking class, and you're drawing on your past experience. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I'm actually from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I was very active with an organization called Second Helpings. And they had basically two missions, rescuing food, education, and three, I should say, and feeding the homeless as well as children after school that were under income. And they actually taught an 8-week culinary program, and it was a certificate program for underemployed, unemployed, a lot of convicted felons or people that were rehabbed from drug and alcohol. So they could go into a restaurant and get a job as something a little bit higher than a dishwasher with a level of pay that they could survive on. So that was, it's always been an organization near and dear to my heart, the rescuing the food, the feeding the people. So I thought that this was a way to start, maybe do some of those classes, and hopefully there'll be people that'll take advantage of it.
And a great opportunity, too, for Assikans to meet the brainchild behind the wonderful food over at the Westmark.
Well, thank you.
And so how do people sign up?
You go to the Sitka Kitch. eventsmart.com, and all of our classes are listed on there. I know there's a couple other classes after mine, but and then you just sign up for, they actually have it in four separate classes, so if you don't want to take the whole series, you don't have to. You can pick and choose, and you just sign up for them, and you actually pay at the class, and bring it. The only thing I'm asking is bring a chef knife to the first class, so everybody's
well, wait, what is a chef knife? See, there are so many different knives. That's a basic
right.
skill.
The chef, exactly. So we'll talk about different knives, too. A chef knife is your basic cook's knife, or it's usually an 8 or a 10-inch knife. That's just your basic knife. Most people probably have a chef knife.
Is that the
house.
One that's sort of curved at the tip, or
nope, no? Nope, it's okay. Just straight across. Now, I think you're talking about like a Santico, which a lot of people are using those now.
Could be.
But, yeah, just it's a basic sometimes they're called a French knife, chef's knife, cook knife.
Or maybe whatever people use to cut
up
their
whatever they use
meat
to
and
cut.
Vegetables.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. So again, that is 4-week culinary classes over at Sitka Kitch. Where is that again?
Sitka Kitch is in the First Presbyterian Church at 505 Sawmill Creek Road.
Okay. They start March 7th. They run Mondays for 4 weeks, and you can sign up online at Sitka Kitch. Thank you, Kathy Jones, so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And then we're going to head over to Shannon Hoagland now with the Sitka Film Society. You have a film series coming up that's featuring Oscar-nominated films.
I do. I mean, I kind of want to talk about knives more.
I know,
because
so
it is such a varied such a varied topic. And I think I've turned into kind of a knife-crazy person in my kitchen when I watch people, you know, kind of handle knives. And it sounds like a great class. Yeah, so I wish, and although these worthy projects you're talking about, Kathy, I'm going to have to talk to you afterwards.
Okay.
Anyway, Sitka Film Society, it continues to schedule films for its Oscar series. I'm just calling it an Oscar series, but it just happens to be a number of really, really highly rated and interesting films. And so the upcoming, the one we're featuring, we just had Spotlight last Friday. And that won the Oscar, of course, for Best Picture. Coming up, we're going to have the Oscar winner for Best Documentary, and that's the film about Amy Winehouse. And I think it won the Oscar because of the wonderful compilation of home movies, videos, live videos taken throughout her life. I think it was looks like it's kind of an achievement in editing as well. We're showing that March 11th, and that's at 5:30, a Friday, at the downtown. All these are, well, most of these are going to be at the downtown Coliseum. We're going to show Cartel Land, which was one of the 5 Oscar nominees for Best Documentary. Cartel Land is going to be shown on a Thursday, and all these are going to be up on our Facebook if you need the schedule. Cartel Land is a story of the Mexican drug wars and what the response has been from local citizens, initially in wanting to drive out the cartels and kind of establish order. They don't believe the government's doing their job, and they're actually not doing their job. But is it like a bona fide idealistic movement, or have they really just created another monster? And that is contrasted in the film with the people who, the American vigilantes, who patrol the border of Mexico. And we kind of hear both views. I think it's a disenfranchised, people who feel disenfranchised on both sides of the border and what their response is. And that's a really good film. I've actually screened that one. We have our 48-hour film festival coming up pretty quickly at the end of the month. And the 48-hour film festival, I hope I have a chance to talk about it at some point, because it's a fairly specific event where you have 48 hours using specific rules to make your own film, and then we'll screen that in mid-April.
So these are local Sitkins.
Local food Sitkins, making their own film, editing their own film. They have to be like 5 to 7 minutes. We try to keep it short and sweet. I think it's really tempting to kind of run amok with your filmmaking skills. So that's coming up, and that'll give Sitkins, that's part of Artie Gras. And the rest of our Oscar series, you'll be hearing about. We're going to be showing The Big Short, which was an Oscar nominee for Best Picture. We're going to be showing Son of Saul, which won Best Picture, Hungarian film, Best Foreign Film. And there's the final Oscar nominee is a film called Winter on Fire. And that is about the Ukraine, the suppression of the Ukraine, and the uprising in the Ukraine against Russians. We're hoping, this is what I'm trying to schedule with Coliseum Theater. They've been really awesome in getting us these films. The whole series of nominees of short documentaries, Oscar nominees for short documentaries, and also short animation. And I think it would be really wonderful on a Sunday afternoon to kind of take all those in. I think it would take probably 2 hours, 2.5 hours, but I've never done that before, and I think it would be really wonderful.
So a lot of film opportunities coming for folks.
We know people probably aren't, it's going to be really hard to schedule films in the summer when all the blockbusters are playing, so we're trying to get them all in right in the last month. Yeah, okay. We're really excited.
So really quickly, again, two more Oscar films coming up soon that people should keep an eye on. What are those and when?
Okay, those will be, we have March 11th, March 17th, and the week after that. Well, let's just go with those two. And then the 48-Hour Film Festival, March 25th. And I should mention, if you're a volunteer in Sitka, either through the VISTA program or the Sitka Winter Fellows or the AmeriCorps, the Sitka Film Society sponsors your admission. So you can call me if you need details, or just show up at the door, say I'm with AmeriCorps, and I'll give you a ticket. Some people feel weird about doing that. So if you want me to leave a ticket for you at Will Call, I can do that as well.
Okay, well, what's your number?
738-0602.
Great. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. That was Shannon Hoagland with Sitka Film Society and Kathy Jones with Sitka Kitsch.
Thank you.